Good morning. A storm system heading toward the Great Lakes from the Ohio Valley has pushed rain into much of interior New York and New England. The rain will continue through the morning and into the afternoon, with some heavier bursts possible as well. Initially, some cooler air associated with the precipitation may lead to a little bit of sleet coming down across the highest terrain, but the precipitation will fall mainly as rain. And also, with the storm system intensifying, a strong southeasterly to easterly wind off of the Atlantic Ocean will keep things rather raw and cool. The wind at times will gust over 30 miles per hour across the higher terrain, while in the valleys, gusts could exceed 20 miles per hour. This will only enhance the precipitation in spots, especially across the higher terrain throughout the day today, and temperatures will reach the lower to middle 50s. After this precipitation pivots through, another area of low pressure will make its way off south of the region tonight. The energy associated with this system will keep scattered showers going and maybe even a thunderstorm as lows dip back into the middle and upper 40s. We'll have a bit of a break in the action tomorrow. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, though, with some breaks of sunshine will make it into the lower to mid-60s in spots, which will promote scattered showers as more energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere passes by. A cool pool of air, however, will pivot through the Great Lakes and into the region and stall out over us for the remainder of the week. The result will be mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s and scattered showers on Wednesday, and then only in the lower to mid-50s for the period Thursday through Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and the chances for a few showers pretty much each day into the weekend. We'll still run the risk of a shower on Sunday as high temperatures climb through the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from portions of the Mid-Atlantic region down to central Georgia. That cool pool of air overriding warm air at the surface will promote thunderstorm formation over the region. Increased instability along with daytime heating will allow the storms to grow, and strong mid-level winds will turn some of the storms severe. Hail and damaging winds will be the primary risks. However, a tornado or two cannot be ruled out. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Bari, Italy, at 5:20 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Shantou, China, at 2 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 23 degrees with a south wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 44 degrees, the dew point 34, 68% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 12 at Sunshine, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain and wind in the lower 60s, Boston rain, windy and cool in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo showers, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs around 70. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature, 51, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.16 inches of liquid for the month, which is 87 hundredths below average, and 6.73 inches for the season, which is 3.30 inches below average. No snowfall yesterday, 75.9 inches for the season, which is 17.3 inches above average. There were 14 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 343, that's 27 below average, and 6,558 for the season, which is 315 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39, the record high, 93, set in 1941, and the record low, 19, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:43 p.m., 13 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain, breezy and cool today with highs in the lower 50s. Showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain, breezy and cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain, breezy and cool today with highs staying in the lower 50s. Showers tonight and perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the middle 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain, breezy, and cool today, lower to mid-50s. Showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain, breezy and cool today, with highs in the mid-50s. Showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the upper 50s Wednesday. Lower to mid-50s with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And middle to upper 50s with the risk of a shower remaining into the day on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.